Amanda knows everything when it comes to tech is Trevor Long from EFTM.com. He's also the Today Show tech man. Trevor, welcome. Everyone's excited about what's going to come out of Apple, the iPhone event, but it's another 24 hours away, mate.
It is, but, you know, the hype begins for these things, frankly, the day after the last one because the rumours are so strong. But the rumours have been pretty strong over the last few months, and so I feel pretty confident in what we're going to get. But, you know, obviously, there's often surprises at these events, but around the actual iPhone, I think it's pretty clear it'll be the iPhone 12. I also think it's almost certain now there's going to be four variations. So an iPhone 12, an iPhone 12 Pro, which is the slightly bigger model, iPhone 12 Pro Max, which is the biggest model with the biggest cameras and all that stuff, but also an iPhone 12 Mini, so slightly smaller than usual, but, you know, going back to what the iPhone 5 was in size, and, you know, hopefully sitting at a price point that, you know, appeals, because there's some good phones in the 999 range, and Apple doesn't have their flagship phones priced around that, so it'd be fascinating to see how they respond to the year that is 2020 with their flagship phones.
Yeah, can they bring them down to like $300 or $400? Would that be
possible? No, that'll never happen. You know, their cheapest phone is $749, iPhone SE, and, mate, it'll just never get cheaper than that, even though it should, because, you know, they would sell many more.
All right. Well, this time tomorrow you will update us into what's been released, and sure, everyone will be buzzing about it. So, look, Apple iPhone, it's what everyone's thinking about for 2020. Now, you're a bit of a lazy bloke, Trevor. You like those robot vacuum cleaners, and they've got even better, mate.
No, they have. So I've got the Dbot Osmo T8 from EcoVax, and I've talked about it. Larry, he does a good job sweeping up, mopping up around our place. But they've got a new accessory I've been testing. It's called the Auto Empty Station. So right now with the robot vacuum, every day or two, you've got to go to the robot, you've got to take out the little dustbin, empty it out into the bin.
Yep.
With this Auto Empty Station, the robot, when it's finished cleaning, goes to the dock, it parks, and then a couple of seconds later it goes whooshka, and the auto empty station sucks out all the dust from the vacuum, so there's a bigger dust bin in the charging station.
Right.
You only have to empty out every month or so. It's brilliant.
No, it's laziness, Trevor. Come on, mate. You can't even bend
it's efficiency. Efficiency.
Yeah, but, you know, what is there left for kids to do chores on? I mean, at least they could have emptied the robot vacuum cleaner. They could have taken the pouch out and done that. Now, what do they program it? Is that their job?
Yeah, they're the ones that have to keep it on track. They're the ones that have to fix the guidelines for my robot lawnmower. There's a lot of chores for the kids to do in the modern age.
Now, I bring up a dirty word for a lot of people. It's 5G. I notice around Jones Hill, which is a part of our area here, is getting a new 5G tower. People, of course, jumping online, having a little bit of a whinge about the whole implication of 5G, putting in that stupid COVID stuff. But other people are saying, you know, what if I'm going to die? At least I die with good reception. And what are you saying? We're now 40% of Australia's got access now?
Yeah, over 2,000 5G towers, over 1,400 suburbs around Australia, and you've got some of them. My house has only just got it. So if you feel, this is one of the things, like if you feel like the Sunshine Coast is behind you, I live in the northern suburbs of Sydney. I've only just got it, right?
Yeah.
So it's really slowly rolling out, and they're doing a good job of doing the regional areas. So more than 40% of Australian homes and businesses are now covered by 5G, and this is all really smartly ahead of the iPhone, which is likely to also be 5G. And just on the dangers, there are no dangers.
Yeah.
Zero dangers, zero risk. It's as dangerous as 3G, 4G, satellite. All the things that are happening around you are completely well within the World Health Organization guidelines for safety. In fact, well within it. So don't fall for the conspiracy.
Hey, if you seriously want to get a day, look, climb up the tower and put your face into the you know, the transmitting beam. I'm sure, you know, that'll give you all the danger you want if you want to live dangerously. But well, just on 5G, does that mean my Netflix is better, faster, my Stan's better? I mean, what is the advantage of going 5G?
Means more at the same time can be done. Like
right.
On your mobile phone, honestly, I don't know the benefit right now because you're only using one phone. But if you're at home and you connect to 5G multiple devices, then you're going to have less problems with multiple devices streaming at the same time. It's very much a future-proofing technology.
I love it. Trevor Long from EFTM.com and also the podcast Two Blokes Talking Tech. Check them out up on our social media when you get the opportunity.